It's here and now. Let's turn back to politics. Well, actually, a mix of politics and Storm, because we want to bring in Princeton's Julian Zelitzer. He's our go-to guy for presidential historical context, but today he's also in the Storm. So, Julian, you know, Princeton a little bit inland there, but what are you seeing in the New Jersey area?
Well, the streets are empty, the trees are shaking, and the skies look ominous. So.
Okay.
It hasn't hit yet, but you can see it coming.
Well, you write about the politics of past storms for CNN today. There's a link at herenow.org. Talk about the politics of this one. We already know President Obama back at the White House. He was supposed to hold a rally in Orlando. He canceled a campaign trip to Wisconsin tomorrow. Mitt Romney also canceled a trip to New Hampshire tomorrow. He suspended fundraising emails from North Carolina to New York. What's the tightrope? Politicians have to walk.
Well, I think there's three parts of it: governance, logistics, and voting. Meaning, governance: President Obama has to perform well in the next few days. He has to guide the nation through this crisis, if the storm unfolds as predicted, and he'll have to show that he is the president Republicans say he is not. While Mitt Romney has to avoid looking petty and political in the middle of this. The logistics are the speeches being canceled, how Mitt Romney handles his advertising blitz that's been planned for a long time at this point, and just how both candidates handle the day-to-day of the last week of a campaign when this storm is coming. And finally, you have voting. How does it affect early voting? And just as important, will it depress voting next week in certain key states where people are still recovering from the cleanup?
And I'm wondering, I mean, most of the states that are in play are on this side, if you will. We're in Boston on this side of the divide. You've got Colorado, though, Nevada. I mean, you know, will the candidates say, well, we can take the risk out there? Or will people, you know, on the West Coast still find that offensive? What do you think?
I think President Obama is a bit limited. He has to foremost deal with this, so he can't do too much in Colorado as people are struggling on the East Coast, because that will look bad and that won't play well, even for voters who are unaffected by this weather storm. So he needs to be careful, and Mitt Romney, too, can't be campaigning too heavily, too aggressively in states on the West Coast while the president is back here stuck trying to deal with the crisis, because, again, that won't look good in terms of what kind of politician he is. So it even has the potential to shake up the races in those states.
Well, and you remind us in your writing of when presidents have made missteps. George W. Bush telling his emergency management director, Michael Brown, in 2005, you know, heck of a job, Brownie. That's the one that really jumps out.
Yeah, that one, and then President George H.W. Bush during the 92 campaign is dealing with a hurricane in Florida, Hurricane Andrew, where initially people are positive about his response. This is a little earlier than this storm, but then people are critical that relief is too long and it's not coming fast enough, and many people say this represents a president who doesn't deal with domestic issues well. So it's very hard for presidents to control this and to control the response, but it does become a measure for many people of what kind of leader they can be. And obviously, President Obama doesn't want a Katrina situation on his hands in the final week.
Yeah, we remember Michael Brown had to resign 10 days after that. Well, Julian, and just to, you know, we were talking earlier with Margaret Talbot, the fact that the messages are not getting out. I mean, any kind of messaging either side wanted to do in this last week, this storm could go 5 days.
In a certain respect, the election or the campaign might be frozen where it was about 2 or 3 days ago, because most of the media will be focused on this, and they'll be focused on what happens after the storm is come and gone. And this is valuable airtime. Both candidates were expecting this final week to be out there, to be talking to reporters, to be getting their message out. But it might be that the campaign ended a few days ago in certain respects, and that's how voters might make their judgment, in addition to how both candidates respond to the crisis.
And just one last question for you. A lot of people have been coupling, you know, worst storm and worst campaign because of the division, the polarization we've been seeing over the last, you know, 6 months at least. Your sense of, I mean, I'm not going to ask you to weigh in on the storm, but on the campaign.
I don't know if this is the worst campaign. I mean, just a few years ago, Obama was being called a socialist. A few years before that, people were critical of the Bush administration. Some went so far as to say war criminals. So we have a divisive era in American politics that goes back decades, and we have a whole history of this kind of political campaigning. So I'm not sure this is the worst. You know, a Republican attacking a Democrat is too liberal, and a Democrat attacking a Republican as friend of business. That's the kind of campaigns we actually should expect.
Judah Zelitzer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School. His latest book, by the way, Governing America, The Revival of Political History. He's speaking to us from New Jersey, where Hurricane Sandy is just about to really hit hard. Julian, thanks and stay safe.
Thank you.
Okay, we have some other notes for you. New York City has already closed its schools for tomorrow. Here in New England, the T in Boston, if you're expecting to take the T, it's going to be closing very soon. A lot of American companies have postponed releasing their quarterly earnings. The Supreme Court, though, even though D.C. is completely shut down, the Supreme Court heard arguments today, sort of, I don't know, some sort of a symbol of the endurance of the country. I'm sure we're going to see many more. Stay tuned to your station. They will be bringing you up to the date on the latest on Hurricane Sandy. And, of course, we will be back tomorrow on The Aftermath. Here and Now, a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC, World Surface, and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Join us to see what this week brings here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.